My name is Kelly Brannigan. I'm from the town of Middlefield near Cooperstown. And I'm here today, obviously, against fracking. I've studied this, and it's not a good idea. My husband actually worked in Pennsylvania for 2 years in Towanda, in the heart of drilling country, and saw firsthand what it's like to live with the gas industry. And that was one of our chief motivations to stopping it in New York, because that's not how we want to live our lives. We don't live in upstate New York to pipelines, compressor stations, frac trucks, and workers from out of state. Now, everything about this industry is a lie. The job creation is a lie. The energy independence for our nation is a lie. You know, they've not told the truth about anything. There's contamination nationwide. Any state that has fracking going on has problems, whether or not the industry wants to admit it. You know, we have the benefit in New York of looking at those other states and seeing the impacts. And if our legislators, you know, can't look past the money and the gas industry lobby to see the real problems, then I pity them at what they'll do to upstate New York. The town of Middlefield, the town of Middlefield where I'm from, we have never allowed heavy industry. You know, since the 70s, we've had a comprehensive plan, a master plan, and we've had zoning ordinances. Our whole goal in Middlefield from our founders was to keep Middlefield as a quiet rural community, to preserve our agricultural land, to preserve our trees, to preserve Middlefield for future generations and protect it. So this is nothing new for Middlefield. We had a gas company, an exploration company, who wanted to drill a test well. They started seismic testing. When we got wind of that, we went to our town board and said, you know, wait, you know, this, we don't allow this type of industry. So we started presenting information to our town board. We started looking at our zoning ordinances to see, did they need to, should we tighten them up? Was the language clear enough, or did it need to be clearer? So over the last year, starting from last fall, a group formed called Middlefield Neighbors. We gathered together. One of the first things we did was to educate those in our community who didn't know what gas drilling was. Lou Allstat, Chip Northrup, Michelle Kennedy. Lou Allstat was the vice president of the Mobil Corporation. Chip Northrup was originally from Texas and had invested in gas and oil. Michelle Kennedy, fantastic lawyer. Ron Bishop, a professor at SUCO. You know, they all came forward at a meeting that we had in the Milford School to teach us, you know, what is this all about? From there, Middlefield Neighbors then proceeded.
Chip, for people who don't know, that Chip Northrup was a gas man who's now come out against drilling.
Yes, and he's been an incredible resource. Lou Allstat as well, very quiet, unassuming man, but an incredible wealth of knowledge about this whole process and what's wrong. What's wrong with the S-Geist? You know, why New York is in no way ready to move forward with this at all.
Right.
There's so many flaws and so many things that the DEC has just glossed over. You know, the economic study, number one, the whole real estate impacts. In real estate, we're already seeing those impacts in the Cooperstown area.
You have people leasing, signing leases there.
There are people that have signed leases, and people that are coming to Cooperstown to buy homes in that rural community, we are obligated as realtors to tell them of any potential impacts to the value of a home. We do have to disclose there will be potential gas drilling, that there is leasing in the area. We don't.
You're a realtor?
Yes, I'm a realtor, a licensed real estate broker. I'm also a registered nurse. So I kind of see things from two aspects here. And the realtors in our area are seeing the facts when they disclose to people about the potential drilling. And it's not just the wells. It's the potential for pipelines, compressor stations, the truck traffic, the pollution, air and water, you know, the health impacts. People don't want to move into that. They don't want to spend what is the most significant purchase in their lives, spend that amount of money, and then be in the middle of an industrial grid. So they thank us and they go to find somewhere off the shale where they don't have to worry about drilling, or they wait to see what happens. You know, in our area right now, we're seeing impacts before gas drilling ever starts. Water testing. A water test costs on the average around $700 for one test. It has to be done by a state certified lab, and there has to be a chain of command. I had my well and my pond tested. It cost me $1,300. They recommend that you have water testing done in the spring and in the fall to get a good baseline. So that would be $2,600. If drilling commences, that is an expense I will have to bear as long as I own my property. Now, if you're one of the lucky people and your water goes bad visually, you know, you'll see that that happens. If you're one of the unlucky people, you may be drinking water you think is okay until you get sick. You know, and how often could we keep testing our water continuously? I mean, we could afford to test it maybe once a year and hope within that next time frame something doesn't happen. You know, even when the gas drilling is done, all those wells, the casings will fail. 100% of them will eventually fail, according to Chip and Lou. So what happens to all that toxic material that's down in the ground when it now has a path to migrate to the surface and into the aquifers? You know, we don't have answers to that. Radon testing, that's something else that we have to take a look at. Nobody knows how much mobilization there will be of radon. We do have radon issues already. Will they increase? We don't know. You know, our tax base, if our home values decrease, who is there to compensate us for the lost value of our homes? We don't want gas drilling. Is the state going to step in and pay us, you know, the value of our homes if it's lost? Or do we just, you know, we lose everything. You know, the health impacts, there's never been a cumulative health impact study. We are seeing health impacts across the nation, and the health impacts are remarkably similar. We're seeing cancer clusters. Breast cancer rates have increased in the Barnett Shale in Texas. You know, we're seeing smog. Asthma rates have increased dramatically, 25% in some areas near Fort Worth. You know, the ozone levels in Wyoming are higher than in LA, and it's directly attributable to gas drilling. People talk a lot about the water, and the water is a huge concern. The air, I think, is an even greater concern. And the impact of all these chemicals, not only on us as adults, but on our children and our unborn children, the endocrine disruptors, benzene, toluene, all of these chemicals do affect children in the womb, and they can affect future generations. So there are no safe levels of some of these things. So whatever happens to us now, our children in the future will feel the effects of those as well. And for us just to willy-nilly say, oh, well, let's do fracking, we'll worry about it later. I mean, have we learned nothing in the state? You know, the PCBs in the Hudson, Love Canal, all the Superfund sites we have now, and we're going to create Superfund sites across 85% of New York. You know, and who knows who will even be around in the future to take care of problems as these gas companies sell their leases, you know, to other companies. Who takes responsibility? Dr. Bishop has already discovered we do have water contamination in New York State from vertical drilling. There are also cancer clusters in western New York. Are they from gas drilling? We don't know. No one has looked at it. The health department, the DEC, no one has examined these. We just, it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, the water contamination with vertical drilling is a concern to us, but obviously not to the DEC or the health department. And Ron Bishop has all these statistics, has done an incredible job traveling around the state. You know, look at Big Flats. We look at Shenango County, where there have already been issues. They're already spreading brine, frack waste, on the roads for ice control. Look at the toxic materials that will then wash into our streams and our rivers.
That can happen in places where there's not even drilling. They bring that material to your town to use it for the highway.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, then you have that material then washing in.
Mm-hmm.
In West Virginia, the people down there, the unions are complaining because they can't get hired by the gas industry. They do bring transient workers in from out of state. They're the people that are experienced with us, you know, from Texas, from Oklahoma. You know, when you drive into Pennsylvania, that's what you see. You know, they're all over. They're the ones who are experienced and know how to do the job. Local folks, you get some of the runoff jobs, you know, the hotel industries, some driving trucks, but the job creation isn't there. You know, for us in New York, we already have thriving industries, tourism. Our organic farming has been skyrocketing. We have so many young organic farmers, and they're very worried about the effects of this. There's a huge demand in New York State alone for organic products. I mean, Amagang has been an incredible Middlefield neighbor. I mean, they have created jobs. They are actually looking into hop growing, not Amagang themselves, but promoting hop growing. Otsego County used to be a major producer of hops. So if that could be another agricultural bonus, if we can grow our own hops for the beer. They are on the same aquifer as the farmer who was suing Middlefield. She has said in the news that she only wants to do a vertical well. Well, unfortunately, as we all know, towns can't regulate gas drilling. We can't say we're only going to allow vertical wells in town, or we're only going to let you have a vertical well. When you open that door, it opens for everybody. And she has said she will promise that they'll only do a vertical well. Well, what about everybody else that's leased? Are they all?
She's an industrial farmer.
She has a corporation. It's called the Holstein Corporation. And, you know, they talk about the impacts and the risks, those risks and everything. Well, if I choose to take on a risk, that's my business. But don't force a risk on me that I don't want to take. You know, those contaminants, those issues can't be contained on somebody's land. Any drilling over the whole town, it will impact the town. You know, in Cooperstown, Baseball Hall of Fame, the museums, the opera, for how many years and how many millions and millions of dollars have we invested in tourism? People come because it's a beautiful area, it's clean, they come for the tourism. We're working very hard towards sustainability, you know, ways to move into the future, to protect the area, as I said, for our children. This isn't it. Now, the whole thing with home rule, you know, we've always had home rule in the state. It's constitutionally guaranteed to towns in New York. We know our towns best. And for the gas industry, like Anschutz suing Dryden, because they have leases there and you can't tell us that we can't drill, they come from Colorado, where they have to abide by zoning laws. But they want to come to New York and say they don't have to abide by anything. We've heard, well, Greg Solvas, who used to work for the DEC, in a recent article, basically his feelings were drill everywhere you can. You know, there should be no protections for the state forests. They would just want to put rigs everywhere and pipelines. And we've seen all the accidents with pipelines recently, the explosions, the leaks. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything about this industry is toxic. You know, so for us to ruin upstate New York on an experiment. Many of these areas, we don't even know if the gas is there. But they still have to drill, they still have to frack, you still need all the workers from out of state, you still need all the trucks. They may find, after all that, putting in those, you know, wells into the ground, the gas isn't worth anything, and they leave, and then we're stuck with the remnants.
Yeah.
Very few people might make money. You know, they talk about property rights. Well, where are my rights to say no? People don't have the rights to infringe upon my rights because they think they might make money.
It's really a human rights issue.
Absolutely. You know, so they're going to poison. And, you know, first we have, like I said, one person suing Middlefield. You know, we actually did a survey of the town of Middlefield. You know, we wanted to know, is it just us, our Middlefield neighbors group? Are we the only ones concerned? So we started with a phone survey and a voter registration list. We called everyone we could possibly reach. The people we could questions. Are you opposed to gas drilling in Middlefield? Are you in favor of gas drilling in Middlefield? Are you undecided? We had a 75% response rate. 84% of those that responded are against gas drilling in the town of Middlefield. 8% were in favor, 8% were undecided. Our survey then started moving out to other areas. The town of Springfield, I believe, was 90% against. Cherry Valley, town of Otsego. Lawrence just passed a ban.
Numbers have really shifted in the last year.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing that I think the state legislator has really ignored, you know, the will of the people in upstate. You know, we don't want this. You know, don't look at these, you know, these Quinnipiac numbers and say that that's upstate, because it isn't. You know, and you've seen the movement grow. And the other thing, they talk about the well-funded activists. In the town of Middlefield, our Middlefield neighbors group, we've been selling signs, we've been selling buttons to raise money for our legal defense. All this money has come out of our pockets. Money for the water testing, money for the mailings, money for anything we've done, copying. You know, we've all dug deep. And we are also donating to other towns to help them. You know, we're not rich people. You know, nobody's funding us.
Yeah, you're not the ones with the $5 billion advertising campaign.
I know. But on television every 5 minutes, you know, with the wonders of natural gas. You know, and it's really sad. You know, and so many folks, I know a lot of people are thinking that that's their nest egg. That's, you know, they're going to be rich from gas drilling. Some people in Pennsylvania have made out very well. Others are still waiting for those checks. They may have got a sign-on bonus, but they're still waiting for those checks to start coming in. I've seen checks in some areas. A gal that I know down in Alabama, she showed her royalty check, and I think it was like $21, enough to buy a couple of pieces.
Wow.
You know, so the gas companies, they have it all set up. You know, the DEC, the ESCICE, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's pitiful. It's just a mishmash, so much false information. You know, just the real estate numbers alone.
And that's one of the reasons so many people were here today.
Absolutely.
Because of that deadline coming up January 11th.
You know, and the fact that the more we learn, I've been getting into this. I've made a lot of friends through Facebook from all over the world, all over the nation. The stories that come in from these folks are heartbreaking. I've been to Dimock. I've met those people. I've seen their water. You know, I'm sorry, a water filtration system is no guarantee that you're going to filter out the stuff that is in their water down there. You know, they've been cut off. They're the water buffaloes. They aren't being filled anymore. They're trying to drum up money right now so that they can buy a secondhand water truck so they can get it filled in Montrose and fill their water buffaloes. This is America. What, you know, what is wrong? I saw another study recently that there are apparently somewhere in the range of at least 200 families living with water buffaloes in Pennsylvania. No one has kept track of those numbers.
Can you just tell people what a water buffalo is?
A water buffalo basically is like 250-gallon, or they may be bigger. It's a big, huge plastic container for non-potable water. They plop it in your yard. They fill it up, and you use that for showering, use it to flush your toilets. You can't drink from it. You can't use it for cooking. You need bottled water for those things. But this is for those everyday household needs that you don't think about. You know, flushing your toilet, taking a shower. So that is their water supply. What happens is the gas companies make people sign non-disclosure agreements. We will give you this water out of the goodness of our hearts. We don't admit that we did anything, but we're going to give you water if you sign this agreement that says you won't talk about it. The state of Pennsylvania has not kept track of the water contamination. They don't know how many water buffaloes there are. There were folks down there who were actually going around and counting them, driving around in different areas and counting the water buffaloes. Well, apparently now the gas industry has been putting the water buffaloes in little sheds so you can't see them, so you can't go around and count them anymore. You can see the methane stacks in people's front yards, so they had to vent the water because there's such explosive levels of methane. But when you have at least 200 families living with water buffaloes, nobody sees that that's a problem. And what are those people going to do for water? You know, every time you turn around, even the water studies that have been done, the gas industry now in one case where the blowout was, are saying that the studies they did on the water pre-drilling were probably not correct, that these people had issues with their water long before the drilling happened. So the initial studies that they did on the water weren't right. So even if we are testing our water, the gas company is still going to deny that our water was fine before they came. You know, unless we have a series of tests for years that show we didn't have methane and contaminants. You know, they have such ways of getting around things. And people are left hung out to dry. It's us little guys fighting against a billion-dollar industry. I don't have billions of dollars to fight against Chesapeake or Cabot or Range. But I have to prove that they contaminated my water. Now, if my water's been fine for 20 years and all of a sudden they drill and it's not fine anymore, you know, down in Big Flats, the DEC with the contamination there said it was due to a drought. And Anschutz said, you know, those people, their water was bad before. You know, and that's what we're facing in Newark. We're already seeing that before this horizontal drilling ever comes here. You know, massive industrialization. And we don't want it. We don't want any part of it. We want to move into the future.
And I think that's what we'd really like Governor Cuomo to see. I spoke with a bunch of students recently down in Hartwick College in Oneonta. You know, they're looking for sustainability. They're looking for renewables. They're looking for a future without fossil fuels and the contamination that goes along with it. Cuomo could be a hero. If he has presidential aspirations, that's what he needs to do. Not kowtow to the gas industry and, you know, play one against the other. He needs to stand up for all of New York State and say, you know what? We want to move into the future. We want solar. We want wind. I mean, there's so many incredible technologies out there right now that we could be taking advantage of. My husband and I actually started looking into solar and wind for our home. Right now we have a pellet stove. We burn, I think, oil only for to heat our water, and we're trying to get rid of that. You know, we want to get off the grid. We don't want to depend on fossil fuels. But for us now to spend money on solar and wind for a home that may be worth nothing, that I may not be able to live in anymore, makes no sense. And that's what we're seeing around our whole area. People are not investing in these renewable technologies until gas drilling goes away. You know, and again, and this isn't a Republican, Democrat, independent. I mean, in Middlefield, we have a lot of Republicans. We have a lot of independents. We have Democrats. This crosses all barriers.
It's not rich and poor.
No, we've got no frack signs in front of mobile homes. You know, people that have nothing don't want this happening. You know, so it's not the rich people against the poor people. We have organic farmers who will be ruined by this. You know, and the organic farmers actually tried to meet with the DEC to voice their concerns. I went to the hearing that they had, the assembly hearings. And they said, no one will talk to us. They won't hear our concerns. Now, nobody was there besides the assembly people that were having the hearing to hear all these issues. Incredible testimony. It went from like 8:30 in the morning. It's still going at 8:30 at night. Speaker after speaker raising serious concerns about the ask ice. The governor should have been there. At the very least, he should be listening to that. You know, the Senate, nobody was there. I mean, you can't ignore this information unless you want to ignore the information. When is Governor Cuomo going to start representing the people of New York and not corporate interests? I said he really, I would hope that he would realize that he could be a hero, not just to New York, but to the nation.
To the world. Really watching this decision.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got friends in Ireland right now that are fighting this. People in Poland, people in New Zealand, Australia. This isn't some big, you know, well-funded environmental group. This is us little guys that live here, and we don't want this. And this is truly a ground-up grassroots movement. You know, we're battling from the trenches, you know, trying to get somebody in the state to listen to our concerns and the fact that, you know, we don't want this. You know, so I don't know how to convince these guys. I mean, I did hear one of the fellows who was one of Cuomo's representatives, and they're still in the same, well, there are a lot of issues, a lot of things, a lot of sides to this. There aren't a lot of sides to this. It's bad news. That's the only side. Regulations will not protect us. You can't regulate accidents. You can't regulate spills. You can't regulate infractions. It will happen. It's happened everywhere. These guys will cut corners. They'll dump the frack fluid when they can dump it. You know, the contamination will happen. It's guaranteed. I don't care what kind of regulations they have. So this, you know, the strongest regulations in the nation, ha ha, not true, number one, and that won't protect New York, no matter how many regulations you have. It is a fight. You know, and people are guaranteeing that they will do what they can to stop this. You know, if it's blockading the frack trucks, you know, we have everything to lose and nothing to gain. The only ones who will gain out of this are some politicians who are padding their pockets with lobbyist money and the gas corporations who will come in, take what they can, and leave the mess behind. Yeah, and that's the bottom line. This isn't for New York. This isn't the direction we want.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
You are very welcome.